listening to Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State.
I have a great opportunity to learn about different paths, and I get to meet a lot of different people who have very interesting perspectives on God and life and love and peace, you know, and justice, and how they all kind of go together. And ultimately, what we're all here to do is serve in some way. I'm Beth Bradley. I'm the assistant director at the Center for Spiritual and Ethical Development, which is a student affairs unit that manages the Pascarella Spiritual Center. I've been here for almost 8 years, just about 8 years, in this role, doing programming around the issues of ethics, interfaith, social justice. I was raised Catholic. I grew up in a very traditional Irish and Italian Catholic family. We went to church every Sunday and all the holy days. I don't have a lot of bias. At least I don't think I do. Maybe I do and I don't recognize it, but as far as I know, I really try to appreciate the different, you know, tenets and values that exist in various traditions, and love to learn about them and why people, you know, practice what they do. It's evolved. We have this wonderful spiritual center, which I think is so critical to really highlighting that faith exists even on a public campus, and that there's a physical structure for people to see and to visit and pray in, and, you know, and just even come and sit down in and meet other people that is here on our campus, and it gives an opportunity for education and raising awareness of other cultures and traditions. The idea was to have a chapel for all faiths, you know, for everyone to come to. So I think that was sort of the stepping stone, and it just laid the foundation for an even greater possibility that has become the spiritual center here. While we have approximately 60 religious and spiritual groups on campus, which span the gamut of Christianity, Judaism, Islam, you know, Buddhism. There's an atheist agnostic group and a pagan group, among others. And I've had students, you know, say to me, wow, I didn't even know this was here until I came in, or I didn't know exactly what this was. I thought it was the church on campus, those kinds of things. And then they find out, why, yes, there are many services, different types of services, but there's groups that meet here and all kinds of things that happen here as well. I think that the challenge still is, for some, it's not a high priority to explore their spirituality when they're often, you know, on their own for the first time. And they've got other plans or other things, or school takes over. And so I think that's a challenge too, getting students to refocus and maybe look at the benefits of spiritual wellness. I know that I've been very impressed with seeing a lot of the students that are committed to these groups, because they come every week for their services and their meetings, and they're involved. It's a different dynamic here with the students that belong to the religious and spiritual groups, and it's even more of a sense of a home away from home kind of a feeling that I get when students are here and seeking, you know, meeting new friends and seeking out spiritual advisors and religious leaders and that sort of thing. So it's certainly not perfect, but there's a lot of room to grow, and we at the Spiritual Center are trying to just make this space available to as many people as we can.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, Penn State's only student organization committed to exploring issues of peace, justice, and faith. Thanks to Bend Block for their incredible music. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.